I'll call to order the Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District regular meeting of Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. Roll call, all members of the Transportation Benefit District Board, myself, Ann Blair, Sarah Blossom, Steve Bunkowski, Wayne Roth, Val Tolleson, and Roger Townsend are present and accounted for. I'll entertain a motion to accept or modify the agenda.
I move we accept it as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes unanimously. Are there any conflicts of interest to be disclosed? Okay. Under the new business, I will ask Ellen to give us a very brief update on what we have and what we've spent, so at least we know what our starting point is.
Sure. I just wanted the screen's coming up. Can you see on your screen the financial information for right now? So I just wanted to give you a quick overview of where we are right now. We've received for January through August about $265,000 in revenue for this fund. You appropriated $250,000 of that, $150,000 for the roads program, and $100,000 for right-of-way acquisition. We have not yet completed the accounting, but the $150,000 for the annual roads program will be spent this year. And I just talked to the Public Works Director today, and they know where they are interested in doing the right-of-way work, so that information, that money will likely also be spent in 2014, or if not, carried forward into 2015. We're looking at about $360,000 of revenue for the year, which is slightly higher than we had estimated. Against that, there's the $2,500 of insurance, and then also the $250,000 of expenditures we just talked about. Looking forward into 2015 and 2016, the current Bainbridge Island capital improvement plan includes $300,000 of TBD contribution in each of the years 2015 and 2016. And so I wanted to request either your confirmation or change to that revenue level as the city moves forward with its budget presentation or preparation, excuse me.
Thank you, Ellen.
Yep, that's it for me.
Dave?
Val?
Ellen, does the priority-based budgeting process impact the Transportation Benefit District in any way?
I think it would help you inform your decisions, but it's not directly related to governing spending decisions.
But it would help because we would understand even more clearly if there were gaps or if we needed and wanted to spend money in a particular way.
I think it does help you prioritize your decisions and look to invest available resources to achieve the results that that we've discussed working towards. Yeah.
Steve?
One of the things that I'd like the council to consider is the potential of using the Transportation Benefit District funds to bond for non-motorized. We've had a brief discussion with the Public Works Director, and it was his opinion that it would cost in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 million to build out majority of the Core 40 non-motorized trails, which so happens to be the amount of bonding that I think you can get with about $350,000 a year in round numbers.
In that direction.
Certainly it's notional right now, but otherwise, my concern is that we'll be adding, $300,000 to $350,000 a year to the CIP, and got a little bit here and a little bit there. And I think that we really have an opportunity, to use that in such a way that makes a puts all the non-motorized issues for the most part in the core section of the town behind us. And I'd really like to have the council support that in terms of at least going and doing some investigation in terms of is that financially viable, both from a funding standpoint as well as from a performance standpoint.
Mr. Ward?
Yes, sir.
A question and a comment. If I can remember the question. Oh, is the budgeting for the CIP for 2015, at least as you're working on it now, assumes that there's going to be $300,000 from the Transportation Benefit District, absent some other decision, I assume. Is that?
That's right.
So there's going to be a direct impact on what the plans are for the CIP in 2015 if we decide not to put $300,000 into it.
It was included in the annual roads program, so it would decrease the amount of annual maintenance, major maintenance projects that are done.
Right. So the comment I have is this, having to do with Steve's interest in looking at bonding the Core 40. A couple months ago, I went to Chris Hammer and asked for information on the Core 40, and I was shown a map that had some vague indication of roads on Bainbridge Island, and at least as Chris relayed to me, that was the information that was available in the Core 40. And it appears to me that the Core 40 discussion happened some years ago. I'm not sure, I don't know what role, if any, the Non-Motorized Transportation Advisory Committee had in it at the time.
They made the plan.
They may have, but it was a long time ago, and it apparently wasn't memorialized very well as to exactly what the plan was. Mm-hmm. And so my comment is this, that if there is interest in using Transportation Benefit District money to fund some non-motorized initiative, it seems to me that the first step is for a first step, not from the financial consideration standpoint, but operationally is to get the Non-Motorized Transportation Committee to revisit the issue of what the non-motorized transportation priorities should be on Bainbridge Island. I think that the map I was showing was a bunch of shoulder improvements, really, and not trails. So there are a whole, you know, it's trails and it's shoulder improvements and it's other things, I suppose. So I'd suggest that we get the Non-Motorized Transportation Committee active in kind of looking at those priorities and telling us what they think.
Any other comments along this line? Steve?
Yep, I would agree with that and encourage that. With respect to the $300,000 into 2015, I think you'd find that there is a much larger amount of money spent in 2015 on non-motorized improvements, well above $300,000. So, there's no argument that it would have an impact in 2015, but I think you're absolutely right. And what I was trying to get at is there's a lot of steps that need to transpire in order to bring a proposal to the Transportation Benefit District that has the engineering and the planning and the finances so that we really have something that we can cut on, but that's going to take time and it's going to take effort and resources, and I wanted, if that's something, I'd like to get at least the support of the rest of the members of the Transportation Benefit District to go in that direction to at least make a determination of what are those potential needs and does this have some semblance of viability.
And
So how does that impact what we do in 2015 and 2016?
You can always change it in 15 and 16.
And so you'd suggest that at least at this point we go ahead with the plan
on 15 and 16, but go and start the work to look at, and if it turns out that in, 3 or 6 months, and that the way things operate, that would be a really short period of time, but to see if that makes sense, and then at that point in time, make a decision. So the likelihood of doing anything in terms of a large construction, would probably not happen until 16, assuming everything else fit. But my sense is that if we got committed to that, it would be a lot less expensive by having, it done at once rather than, the startup or breakdown cost of doing it, a couple $100,000 at a time, which is what kind of is in the plan right now.
Wayne and then Ann.
It would help. This discussion would help me much more if we could pull back. I think Steve is asking the board for a sense of should we consider this fund for bonding. So that's one question that I think would be helpful to see how we feel without saying it's going to be 20 years or X million. The second is that it be, should we decide to use the fund or some part of the fund to bond, might it be dedicated to non-motorized improvements in a way that can be clearly shown a use of the funds and not just moved into road maintenance and so on. Both ideas I like, but I think I'm having difficulty because he's already in a 20-year bond with the Core 40 and moving down, and I think it'd be better for the district now, the board, to say we should explore this, one, as using this fund, irrespective of whether we implement in 2015 or 16 or revise, as a good idea, and then decide what our leverage is and what we can do. I support both ideas of the notion of that we might do this and that we might use the funds for something like non-motorized improvements, but not going any farther than that. And there was a third point that I'm not... Oh, it just had to do with implementation. Anytime we obligate future benefit boards 20 years out, I think we ought to be pretty clear, not that the fund wouldn't increase and there'd be other monies, but that's at this point a little early, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, you stated my concerns, and it is just that I would like to have us thinking about, I think that the idea of further research without, I'm not in a position right now to indicate support or lack of it for the particular statement that Steve was making. I am very supportive of learning more about both things, both ideas about the bonding and also what, in fact, the non-motorized plans could be going forward, but I'd need that information first.
What do I see a consensus on the board to explore both those options and try to get some quantification of them? Or nodding of heads?
Yeah, I mean, I would. I think the only other thing is that I guess that inherent in what I'm saying is also going forward and making a commitment of the funds for 2015, absent something dramatically different that we were to learn. That we need to do that, and I am supportive of having that money committed that is a part of the budgeting process.
Yeah.
Just so we don't have to do it again, and since it's a biennial budget, can we agree that, do we need a motion?
I would suggest a motion on the commitment of the funds and a consensus on the other two things that are exploration.
So I move that we commit $300,000 a year for the years 2015 and 2016 as outlined by Ellen.
Second. Oh, pardon me.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed and passes unanimously. Steve?
I move we ask the city to investigate the non-motorized Core 440 involving the non-motorized committee, as well as evaluate the potential bonding opportunities there are for the Transportation Benefit District.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
My only concern with supporting it wholeheartedly is limiting it to the Core 40. I think it's conceptually fine, but the Core 40 is a particular idea with polka dots on a map, and rather than going to those polka dots, I think we should let the committee do what they had done, you know, 12 years ago, which was come up with a group of projects and identify those and do the prioritizing work, as opposed to limiting it and identifying it as the Core 40. And for that reason, I'm not going to support it this in that form, but I would amend the motion to say that the non-motorized advisory committee work on developing non-motorized and updating their plan with regard to road and trail improvements.
Accept that friendly amendment?
That's a friendly amendment.
Okay.
I would just note road and trail, she said.
I did. I shouldn't have.
No.
I don't think we can. I think.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's
no.
With the motorized. Yeah. Non-motorized.
Yeah.
I know.
Point was
the difficulty is the bond or the money here can't
so
go
Steve
for that.
Steve has accepted the friendly amendment. So we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any more discussion?
My concern is that I don't think the transportation benefit dollars can be used on trails.
I think they probably can.
Can yes, they can.
Explanation we were given before to the extent that it's a project that's designed to relieve congestion.
Oh, congestion. Good point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I
thank you for
that
the correction.
At least in exploring it should be open ended.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Non-motor.
That's
and,
helpful.
And yeah, you know,
got
and
the city attorney frowning. Okay.
I think that's right. What we're trying to do is to get the plan updated so we can look at it, and that we have something that is executable if we want to execute it. And so whatever that takes to do that, I think is the right thing to do.
Okay. And then we should probably at some point, I suggest sharing what the amount of the bond could be, so that they don't put together $10 million worth of projects? Or
I think separating the two, that was the comment that Wayne made, is let's not couple them together. We can find out how much bonding we can do, and they'll put together a prioritized list,
okay,
and we can look at that.
Yeah, I just don't want them to do twice as much work as they need to. So. Okay.
Plan's got to be updated.
Understand? Agree. Okay.
Need to vote.
We need to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
I guess the proper way is just call the question. But
okay, the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda items A and B?
I move we accept the meeting minutes for the two meetings, March 10th and June 9th, as in our packet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Any other comments? None. I'll adjourn the meeting.
I just had one comment, and so, in the minutes there are a bunch of kind of questions of points where people say. The minutes say Tollison asked, you know, Council Mayor Blair asked, board member, and I'm just wondering whether we ended up answering those questions. So maybe that's something for the next meeting.
Thanks. Meeting's adjourned.
Thanks.